and a really warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by me, Louise Wiles, and I'm here together with Elizabeth Gillies. Now, as you likely know, in this podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and into the world of work, study, and help them thrive in these new, exciting environments. So we've been having a major focus on the transition to university at the moment, because that's the phase we're in the Northern Hemisphere. And we're looking mainly at students, and there have been some episodes also for parents too. But at this time of recording, first year students will be in those first weeks of the university experience. They probably had freshers week and may well now be into the first week or first few weeks of term. And with that comes all that is new in this change. So we've been gathering some questions that students new to university have asked and created a series of short podcasts that we hope answer those questions, give some content and ideas for students asking similar things of themselves. So we're hoping that some of these will resonate with you. And of course, feel free to leave some feedback on the podcast in the review section. Post some other questions. We'd love to have extra questions to consider here. We'd love to hear from you. So let's address this question that we've heard from a first year student. I'm exhausted. It's been so busy and, to be honest, a bit stressful. How do I keep going? So our first thought is, well, we're glad that you've been busy and engaged with what's been on offer at university. And that's fantastic. It sounds like you've had the courage to get out there, to meet people, to explore, to get involved in this new world and environment. So that's really good for you. Really great that you've done that. You know, we also recognize that not everyone is able to do this or to continue at this level all of the time. So recognize that we all have different approaches, different ways of handling with these new situations. So if that hasn't been you, if you've been taking in a bit more slowly and you haven't felt able to get involved at quite that level, don't worry. Your time will come and you will get involved. Everyone approaches this in different ways. So we're not saying the only way to approach this is to be involved in absolutely everything and become exhausted as a result. You know, you may not have been so involved, but don't worry, there will be a time for you to get more involved for sure. There will be so many opportunities. Elizabeth, what's...
I think that's true. And it's something that we talk about a lot of the time, isn't it, Louise, that everybody does this in a different way. So there's a good thing is that you've been busy and engaged. And the second good thing that Louise and I want to say is you're checking in with yourself. You're noticing your exhaustion and your stress alongside being busy. Maybe these things might be linked together. So questioning yourself about how you keep up with this, you know, we might have another question is, do you need to? Having an awareness gives you the opportunity to make changes and not just remain on hamster wheel, keeping going, doing all these things that maybe you have to do at the beginning of a change experience. And it's also really good that you're opening a dialogue. You're open to talking with other people about your situation. So I'm exhausted. I've been busy. I've been stressful. It's a really good starter. It kind of sounds a bit like to me, it's another transition going to happen. You've been through the busy bit and now you want to do something else.
Yeah, totally. And actually, that just made me think of the conversation that we had with Marianne that we've just replayed. So we'll put a link to that. There's a conversation with Marianne who talks about exactly this, about noticing when you need to be honest with yourself about what you're doing and whether you want to approach it slightly differently. So worth going and listening to that. But I think it's really important also to say and to acknowledge that change is exhausting. And you know, you're learning so much about a new place, you're meeting new people, you're having to do new things, do new tasks, and you're having to try and balance it all in some way. And you know, we've over previous podcast episodes you may have listened to, you may not have done, but we've talked about change and the fact that there is a kind of cyclical approach to change. It's called we have the transition cycle, where you know, we have ups and downs through the transition experience. We also talk about change as a series of S curves. So if you think of the figure, you know, S in the alphabet, S, and you kind of have this steep, you know, how you draw an S. You start at the bottom, and this is where you are with a new situation. You're going to have to learn new skills, new knowledge, and you're going to gradually go up this S curve to the top where, you know, in a while you'll feel that you've mastered a lot of it. But in between the bottom and the top, you are having to learn a lot of new things, and that can be quite exhausting. And so it's really important to know that you are sort of leaving something that you've known, a situation, an environment, you know, friends and family, it's all been comfortable and you know so well, and you've moved to the unknown. And that is going to feel uncomfortable. It is going to feel challenging. And it is, as a result, quite exhausting because our brain is working really hard to, you know, learn everything that we need to learn, to take in everything that is new around us and make sense of it. And you're also having to make many more decisions and choices all the time. You know, you have to think to yourself, if you haven't had to cook for yourself, for instance, you have to think, well, what am I going to eat at breakfast, lunch and dinner? You know, no parent putting it on the table for you. And you're having to go and buy it as well and also cook it. So not just do it. And so that you're having to do everything as well as think about what you're going to do. And also you're having to learn so much more about the environment, the university, your course, how everything works, when you have to be where and why and what you'll be doing. And that all takes a lot of cognitive energy too. And you're meeting new people. And when you meet new people, there is this sense, this pressure that you need to put your best self forward. And that is tiring too. So this phase will pass as you adjust and things become more familiar. But for now, it can feel exhausting. And, you know, this is about the entering stage. And this is why you're feeling like this. And perhaps ask yourself this question. Are you feeling like this because this is this transition experience? Or is it something more than this? And, you know, you can ask yourself that question and think more about the change and the impact change is having on you and how you feel about that.
And I think, Louise, if you want to go back to, you know, think about the frameworks that we talked about change, maybe this we'll put the links to those other podcasts, because it's good to have an idea about what change can look like, especially if you haven't done it for a long time. That word, you know, I'm exhausted, is kind of a signal for us. And when you're feeling exhausted, it makes me feel there's a need for rest. And I'm not just talking about sleep here. Sleep is important, but it's not everything about rest. And a number of episodes ago, we had just an episode just totally about rest, which addresses how you keep your energy going and thrive in busy, demanding worlds. And this is especially true in times of transition. And of course, you might need sleep, a really important aspect of your well-being, because you might be going out a lot and be tempted to do different things, be asking people to do things with you. Sleep might be part of it. But you also might need a break from socializing, having some time for yourself, choosing a night in, just being on your own. I'm not talking about being alone, but being on your own. You might need some sensory rest from screens, you know, just to kind of gather yourself and not see what everybody else is doing in the world, but just have some rest from that. You might need some creative rest when you seek out enjoyment in nature and the arts or with music, maybe beyond the campus, beyond the university that you are kind of in. And you might also need some emotional rest, especially if you're noticing that you're stressed, to take action before it actually gets too much. So use these things as a kind of signal. I'm exhausted. So what's that signal telling you? It's telling you there's a need for something else.
Yeah. And a thought that just came to my mind there, having spoken to a student who was tired and saying, they took some time out to have a rest and to sleep an early night and not to go out. But then they also used the next day, they had some space to get themselves organized, because I think when everything's quite frenetic at the beginning, you perhaps get to a point where you feel, oh, I'm disorganized, I need to sort out clothes, I need to decide what's happening next week, where I need to be, I just need to do a bit of admin perhaps. So you're also creating that space to do that important stuff as well, because otherwise it all builds up and builds up, and that is in itself exhausting too. You kind of got the back of your mind, and it can be an additional worry and stress for you. So building in some time for that too is important. I think it's also important to think about what you do when you're stressed. So think about times perhaps when you have felt a bit stressed in the past. What has helped you? Because it's quite a personal thing. You know, rest is always a good choice, as Elizabeth has said. Eating well is important. You know, having a balanced diet, not just living on pizza and beer, which can, I think, be the nature of the first week or so of uni. But recognize that, yeah, you've done that now. It's time perhaps to have a balanced diet as well. Making time for some exercise, some movement, whichever appeals for you. And we're not talking about going to the gym if you're not a gym person. We're just talking about generally getting out into the fresh air and moving a bit, or doing some yoga, whatever it is that you enjoy. Making time to keep in touch with other people. So, yeah, reconnecting with those friends outside of the current university situation. Because probably talking to them, you kind of diffuse a bit, because you'll recognize that you're all going through a similar experience and you can share that experience, and that can be helpful too. And we'd also encourage you, back in an earlier series on well-being, we introduced a concept called the well-being bucket. We'll put a link to the episode in the show notes. But we suggest that you think about your well-being like the bucket. So if you think of a bucket and it's got some liquid in it, it's got some water in it, and that water is a certain level, that's your level of well-being. And we have a tap that we can use to fill our bucket. We can put new elements of well-being in, but there are also holes. We have a holy bucket, and the bucket, you know, drains away some of that well-being, some of that fluid, because yeah, naturally that's life. Yeah, things happen in life that do drain away to our well-being and makes us feel sort of a little bit stressed or tired. So it's really important to be consciously thinking about, well, are we contributing to sort of that tap helping to fill up the level of well-being that's been drained through the experience of transition as you settle into university. So it's all about acting on looking after yourself in a dynamic way, recognizing that it's an ebb and flow experience. And, you know, you take out some energy and well-being at one point because you have that night clubbing and having a good time. But you also put it in by some sleep or some rest the next day. And if you're somebody who finds this social connection thing challenging, say perhaps you aren't night clubbing because that's not your kind of thing, and going out and meeting people is quite challenging for you, recognize that that is as exhausting as those who are going night clubbing as well, potentially. So give yourself time to relax as well and rest and do things that you love and like to do. So anything else you'd like to add there, Elizabeth, before we bring this one to a close?
I think what we want to do is we want to provide you with some first points of helpful feedback and ways forward. But if you're feeling tired, busy and a bit stressed by being a new student, and we'd say if it continues, it's really important to reach out to your university, because there is a wealth of support available. Look online and remember your contacts of people before you went to university. You know, it's really important to share these things with others because they're going to be there to support you.
Absolutely. Yes. So look out for the wellbeing services if you need support at university, because they are there ready to support you. They know this can be a challenging time for students, and that's their focus right now. So look for them. So thanks for listening today. So I'm going to finish with a question for you. So thinking about everything that we've just said and you've listened to, what is the one thing that you could do today that would impact positively on your energy levels and reduce your feeling of exhaustion? So what would that one thing be? Now, if you'd like to listen to other episodes on this topic of well-being and rest and recovery, then we recommend episode 27, Well-being Fundamentals, Do You Rest Enough? And episode 23, An Introduction to the Well-being Bucket, that we mentioned in this episode. And also, why not go and take a look at our website, successfulstudenttransitions.com, to find out about more resources and support. And take a look at our blog, which we have just launched. Meanwhile, we'll be back soon with another episode in our Answers to Your Questions series. And the next one, we're going to be talking about getting down to work. So until next time, take care. Bye-bye for now. And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.